This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberals are on track for a modest loss of seats in the first region of the country to report national election results on Monday, in a race expected to return him to office with a fragile hold on power. Trudeau heads a minority government that relies on the support of other parties to pass legislation. He called an election 2 years early in hopes of securing a parliamentary majority. Political experts say it's too early to draw conclusions, as regional races across Canada may differ greatly. Most of the votes come from populist Quebec and Ontario, which between them have more than half of the national total of elected seats. The United States announced Monday it will lift COVID travel bans on all air passengers in November if they are fully vaccinated and undergo testing and contact tracing. The unprecedented restrictions have kept relatives, friends, and business travelers around the world separated for many months as the pandemic grinds on. A White House official says the new approach will take effect in early November. The travel restrictions currently in place were imposed by then U.S. President Donald Trump 18 months ago as the COVID-19 pandemic first erupted. Passengers will need to show they are fully vaccinated before boarding planes bound for the United States, as well as providing proof of a negative COVID-19 test taken within 3 days. Masks will be required, and airlines will provide American health authorities with contact tracing information. Currently, only U.S. citizens, residents, and foreigners with special visas are allowed to enter the United States from most European countries. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mexico's Supreme Court on Monday struck down a part of the country's health law that allowed medical personnel to refuse to carry out abortions on the grounds of conscientious objection. The ruling is the latest in a series by the top court removing legal hurdles to abortion in the conservative Latin American country. Earlier this month, the Supreme Court ruled that women should not be punished for abortion, opening the way for them to access the procedure across the country without fear of being prosecuted. U.S. officials said Monday more than 6,000 Haitians and other migrants have been removed from an encampment at a Texas border town as they defend a strong response that included immediately deporting migrants to their impoverished Caribbean country and using horse patrols to stop them from entering the town. Calling it a, quote, challenging and heartbreaking situation, U.S. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas issued a stark warning, quote, if you come to the United States illegally, you will be returned. Your journey will not succeed, and you will be endangering your life and your family's life. Mayorkas and Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz claim they will look into agents on horseback using what appeared to be whips and their horses to push back migrants at the river between Mexico, where thousands of migrants remain camped around a bridge. Mayorkas says he has asked the Defense Department for help in what may be one of the swiftest large-scale expulsions of migrants and refugees from the United States in decades. Pfizer said Monday its COVID-19 vaccine works for children ages 5 to 11 and that it will seek U.S. authorization for this age group soon, a key step toward beginning vaccinations for youngsters. The vaccine made by Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech already is available for anyone 12 and older. But with kids now back in school and the extra contagious Delta variant causing a huge jump in pediatric infections, many parents are anxiously awaiting vaccinations for their younger children. The United Nations said on Monday aid has reached Mozambique's northern coastal town of Palma for the first time since it was overrun by jihadists in March. Palma is the operational hub of a multi-billion dollar gas project of France's Total Energies and had been unreachable since it was attacked by Islamic State-linked militants earlier this year. Dozens of people were killed, some beheaded, and thousands fled to surrounding forests, joining hundreds of thousands already displaced by violence. Humanitarian access to the town remained difficult as troops worked along soldiers from other African countries to stem the insurgency. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.